CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just spoken during a stop in Kyiv to announce $1 billion in additional U.S. aid to Ukraine.
The reason for this visit at the president's behest is simply to reaffirm, first and foremost, that we will continue to stand with Ukraine so that it has what it needs to defend itself.
President Zelensky says a Russian attack on a market in eastern Ukraine today hit shops and a pharmacy, killing at least 16 people, including a child. At least 20 were wounded, and he expects the toll to go higher. Vice President Harris is in Jakarta for a meeting with top Asian leaders. She's weighed in on reports of a planned meeting between Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un and possible weapon sales from North Korea to Russia.
The idea that any nation would give ammunition to a country that has committed crimes against humanity, what it might mean in terms of how that ammunition could be used in terms of grain silos. And the list goes on.
Scientists at the UN's weather agency have taken Earth's temperature, and their findings are alarming. Correspondent Elaine Cobb from the Foreign Desk.
The UN says climate collapse has begun as 2023 looks set to be the hottest year humanity has ever known. Scientists say this year's Northern Hemisphere summer has produced the hottest month ever, July, with August running a close second.
Police searching for a convicted killer who escaped from prison near Philadelphia almost a week ago believe he may have lost his bearings. A trail camera at a botanical garden outside their search area spotted Danilo Cavalcante twice Monday night, heading north, then south. Phyllis Recca lives nearby.
Honestly, I got the impression that they're standing around on the street waiting for this guy to walk out, and they're just waiting him out as opposed to flushing him out.
There's more finger pointing after the deadly wildfires on Maui. Correspondent Steve Kathan has the latest.
Lawyers for residents and business owners in Lahaina, destroyed by last month's fires on Maui, told a court that cable and TV companies share in the responsibility. They allege the companies overloaded and destabilized some of the power poles that came down in strong winds.
Last week, Hawaiian Electric acknowledged its power line started the wildfire, but it blamed firefighters for walking away before the flames were out. Rents are rising in the suburbs. The website Apartment List reports an increase of 26% from March of 2020 to this past July. In a sign, more families are moving out of cities to get away from rising crime and homelessness, but can't afford high mortgage rates and home prices. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is working with the state legislature to bring back a law requiring the state to automatically replace license plates that are 10 years or older, adding $8 to the cost of a license plate renewal. The DOT says there's upwards of 1 million cars on the roads in Wisconsin with license plates over 20 years old. They're working on getting those drivers new plates that aren't peeling, fading, or otherwise damaged, but it will take time to distribute them. According to a Chippewa Herald report, an email mix-up cost the University of Wisconsin thousands of dollars extra to celebrate the women's hockey NCAA championship properly. The university's women's hockey team was invited to the White House for College Athlete Day on June 12th, but the invite never made it to the athletic department. So when the invite finally arrived, the university had to spend over $30,000 for last-minute flights and accommodations for their team to visit the White House. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh no, he seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next? You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. We'll be right back.
has Let It Ride, Let It Ride, Let It Ride, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. Welcome back into the Stu Daniels Show. Hope you're having a good day so far. And if you have an opinion on anything we are discussing this morning, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And I'd like to talk to my producer, Aaron. And Aaron, let me ask you this. Do you have an opinion on Anthony Blinken?
I have no idea who that is, honestly.
Oh, man. You know, that's funny because that's probably the response of most people that you would ask that question. And Anthony Blinken, by the way, is our Secretary of State.
Gotcha.
He's the guy in charge of our relationships with other countries around the world. We've been pretty fortunate in recent years to have some pretty good secretaries of state, including John Kerry and Hillary Clinton. Remember when they were traveling around the world trying to put our relationships back together with countries, relationships destroyed by previous presidents. And this guy is doing the same thing, Anthony Blinken. In fact, just today, right now, he is in Ukraine. He's over there making a surprise visit just to see how things are going. And that's what I would call a hands-on Secretary of State making a surprise visit to Kyiv, talk to the president there, and see what's going on. Obviously, we, the United States, and the United States taxpayers are spending billions of dollars to try to thwart the enemy over there, Russia, so they don't come here, so we don't have to do it here. And this counteroffensive seems to be going pretty well. I'm going to give you a little bit of this story from CNN. It says Anthony Blinken arrives in Kyiv to hear the latest on Ukraine's counteroffensive. This piece was just posted this morning, less than 2 hours ago. It says U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken arrived in Kyiv on Wednesday, today, on what is his third trip to the Ukrainian capital since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in February of last year. The visit comes as Ukraine's counteroffensive moves into its fourth month, with both political and military leaders in Kyiv talking up recent gains, especially in the south of the country, following growing concerns the concerted push on the battlefield had failed to produce results. Blinken's first stop today was at a military cemetery where he laid a wreath in honor of Ukraine's fallen soldiers. Later, he's scheduled to meet with, among others, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, from whom he can expect a firsthand report of Ukraine's efforts to regain land around the eastern city of Bakhmut. The Ukrainian leader visited with his troops there on Tuesday, yesterday. The senior U.S. official has already met with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. Blinken said he was again struck by the extraordinary bravery and resilience of the Ukrainian people, the Ukrainian forces, and Ukraine's leadership. He said, quote, "We've seen good progress in the counteroffensive, which is very heartening. We want to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs not only to succeed in the counteroffensive, but it has what it needs for the long term to make sure that it has a strong deterrent, so that in the future, aggressions like this don't happen again," Blinken added. And he also said he wanted to work with partners to build and rebuild a strong economy and a strong democracy in Ukraine. The visit today by Washington's top diplomat is an opportunity for the United States and Ukraine to align ahead of the United Nations General Assembly later this month, a senior State Department official told reporters traveling with Blinken. And here's a quote from that official. "The Ukrainians have an important mission in New York," obviously meaning at the United Nations, "to continue to explain to their allies and partners around the world what's going on and their continued need for support. And it's important for us to continue to lead that global effort to support them. Having a chance to consult and align before we get to New York is very, very important." While some U.S. officials have been privately critical of Ukraine's counteroffensive strategy, the official would not delve into specifics other than to say that now is the right time to come and assess how the counteroffensive is going. Quote, "We want to see, hear how they intend to push forward in the coming weeks," adding that the U.S. sees the country making some impressive advances in the South in particular, but also in the East in recent days and weeks. Secretary of State Blinken's arrival in Kyiv comes less than a month after President Joe Biden asked Congress for more than $24 billion to help Ukraine defeat Russia in the ongoing war. 16 minutes after 9 o'clock right now, going to take a quick break. Stick around. It's a short one. You are tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Just a box of rain, rain,
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. 26 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. Grateful Dead for you on a Wednesday morning. Box of rain. And we do have some rain on the way for some areas of western Wisconsin, off and on throughout the day. And temperature-wise, La Crosse right now at 71 degrees. Richland Center also at 71. And Eau Claire has 68 degrees right now. And I was just talking to my producer, Aaron, a few minutes ago about a video I saw on YouTube yesterday about a guy who is he's either a composer or a conductor of classical music, you know, orchestras and that kind of stuff. But he does those reactionary videos that you see occasionally, people reacting to different songs and what they think about them. And it's a real long piece because he's talking about a long piece of music by the Grateful Dead. He actually listens to that piece called Terrapin Station from their 1977 album of the same name. And the guy was just blown away by what he heard in that song and all of the things going on. Seemed like he says in the video that he wasn't really familiar with the Grateful Dead and that he was really impressed by what they were doing in that piece. And it was really interesting because about halfway through it, he pulls out a big pipe and takes a big puff off that pipe. And his attitude became even more receptive to the Grateful Dead, if you know what I'm saying. So anyway, if you get a chance and you're a fan of the Grateful Dead, or even if you're not, you might want to go do a search for that. Did you say you had his name, Aaron? Doug somebody? Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't have
it. I could find it again. It was. Yeah.
If you're looking for it, if you're doing a search, his name is Doug, and he's easy to find.
Yeah, Doug Helvering.
Oh, yeah, Doug Helvering. Check it out if you feel so inclined. It's worth checking out. Hey, let's go to another break, and we'll be right back.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, a deadly attack in eastern Ukraine. President Zelensky says Russian shelling has killed at least 16 people, including a child, at a market. The same day Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit.
I'm here first and foremost to demonstrate our ongoing and determined support for Ukraine as it deals with this aggression.
The UN's weather agency says this summer was the hottest on record in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's still sweltering in parts of the U.S. Jemmy Abray had to rearrange her schedule to pick up her kids from school early in Detroit.
Knowing that they don't have any AC, from what I heard, it's just terrible to have the kids in those kind of conditions.
Prosecutors in Spain say soccer star Jenny Hermoso is accusing the Federation president of sexual assault for kissing her on the lips. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Molina Healthcare has closed a deal to purchase My Choice Wisconsin, a nonprofit that operates a state program for adults with disabilities and elderly people who need everyday assistance. Molina will take over the long-term care of over 15,000 Wisconsin disabled and elderly people enrolled in family care and directly help about 40% of Wisconsin adults receiving long-term care. Molina announced the purchase price for My Choice Wisconsin was roughly $150 million. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that the 2023 bear season opens this week. Bear season runs from today until October 10th with specific regulations based on a hunter's bear management zone. For hunters in zones C, E, and F, no dogs are permitted in bear hunting. In zones A, B, and D, hunters can use dogs from today to October 3rd, but only bait and other legal methods from October 4th to October 10th. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
By reading
now we're getting somewhere. 9:37 right now on this Wednesday morning, 65 degrees up in Hayward and 72 degrees in La Crosse. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Hey, if you have an opinion on anything we're discussing, give me a call. Let me know what you're thinking. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And we do have some news for people who are supporters of Janet Protasiewicz, the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, and also people who are fans of women's reproductive health care, or at least access to it, and people who want fair maps in Wisconsin. This headline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Jesse Apoyan says, Judicial Commission dismisses complaints filed over Janet Protasiewicz campaign comments. So this is one of the big arguments, confrontations, conflicts going on about the Supreme Court justice and the fact that Republicans want to limit her ability to do her job. Dateline Madison, it says, the state panel that investigates allegations of judicial misconduct dismissed several complaints filed against new Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz involving comments she made on the campaign trail. The former Milwaukee County judge on yesterday, released a letter sent by the Wisconsin Judicial Commission on May 31st, noting that the complaints had been dismissed and the matter was closed. The news was first reported by the Associated Press. The complaints, which alleged Protasiewicz had violated the state's code of judicial conduct, referenced statements she made during a candidate forum, in interviews, on Twitter, and in campaign ads. Protasiewicz's decision to release the otherwise confidential letter comes as she faces calls to remove herself from a redistricting lawsuit and amid judicial infighting on the state's high court. Protasiewicz defeated conservative former Justice Daniel Kelly with an 11-point margin in April. Her election flipped the court's ideological majority from politically conservative to politically liberal. Protasiewicz, who was sworn in earlier this month, has pledged to rule impartially, regardless of having communicated personal beliefs during her campaign. But Republicans have argued that's not possible. In January, Protasiewicz called the state's legislative maps rigged in a public forum. And in March, she told the Capital Times reporters in a podcast interview she would, quote, enjoy taking a fresh look at the gerrymandering question. They do not reflect, she says, they do not reflect people in this state. I don't think you could sell any reasonable person that the maps are fair. I can't tell you what I would do on a particular case, but I can tell you my values, and the maps are wrong, end quote. Republican lawmakers have raised the prospect of impeaching Protasiewicz if she does not step away from the two challenges to the state's electoral maps under the court's consideration. The letter, signed by Judicial Commission Executive Director Jeremiah C. Van Heck, does not contain details about the complaints or the panel's deliberations. It notes that commissioners considered a number of factors, including the comments in question, the state's code of judicial conduct, and several previous court rulings. Those cases included findings that restricting a judicial candidate's speech during a campaign violates the First Amendment, and that sharing one's personal views does not necessarily constitute a promise, pledge, or commitment to rule a certain way. The 9-member Judicial Commission is an independent agency tasked with investigating and prosecuting allegations of judicial misconduct or disability on the part of Wisconsin judges and court commissioners. Now, here's a quote from the Republican side, from Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming. What do you think he said? Well, in a statement, He said Wisconsin has never seen a Supreme Court justice so brazenly declare how she would rule on a case before it ever came to the court. And we had hoped the principles of equal justice would be seriously considered by the Judicial Commission, despite her liberal bias. It was clearly asking too much. Again, that's Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming. The release of the letter on Tuesday, yesterday, followed a Senate committee hearing on the confirmation of two appointees to the commission. The committee took up three others in early August. Senator Van Wongard, Republican from Racine, raised concerns during Tuesday's hearing that complaints and how the commission acts on them are confidential and not subject to open records requests until the panel reaches a decision. Wongard said he may seek changes to the statute. Wongard told reporters the committee would meet in executive session in the next couple of weeks to vote on the five appointments. From there, the full Senate would make a final decision whether to confirm or reject their appointments. So I think that's some good news, right, for supporters of the Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz. Sounds like those complaints were dismissed. So that's good news, right? Let's go to our next break. It's 9:43 and a half right now. Let's play some music. We'll be back in a minute. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Justice. bottom. Nobody knows, but everybody fighting to reach the top. How far is it from the bottom?
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is going to be a whole lot cooler out there today. A few showers and thunderstorms possible this morning into early afternoon, and it will be mostly cloudy, but our high only 72. The wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 54 tomorrow. Clouds in the morning, a little sun in the afternoon with a high of 66 by Friday. Sunny with a high back up to 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Know what you want to play here?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we play a song that just came out a few minutes ago by the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Yes, it's brand new music from the Rolling Stones. Man, they got a whole album, a brand new album called Hackney Diamonds. That tune that we just heard is called Angry. It's their first full album of new music since 2005. Yep, 18 years have gone by. And if you're a Stones fan, you got to check out the video for that song that we just heard. It's pretty remarkable. Shows a young lady in the back of a convertible driving through Los Angeles past billboards, several billboards up in the sky. And the billboards have videos of the Rolling Stones throughout the years. And I mean, they're videos you're probably familiar with if you've seen the Stones or if you're a fan of the Stones. And these videos come to life. Some of them are really old. I saw Mick Taylor in one of them, and he left the band in the mid-70s. And it's just amazing to see these old pictures of the Stones coming to life and moving around. It's like, how do they even do that? Some kind of a computer trick or whatever, but it's pretty cool, man. If you're a Stones fan, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I got a story here from Rolling Stone magazine. It says Rolling Stones announced new album of original music, their first in 18 years. Guitarist Ron Wood said the album titled Hackney Diamonds will feature Lady Gaga. Is that what that says? This was just posted a few minutes ago. It says the Rolling Stones announced their new album, Hackney Diamonds, and premiered the video for its first single, the hard-rocking Angry, which we just heard, at a press conference on Wednesday in East London. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood sat down with Jimmy Fallon to talk about the making of their upcoming LP, their 24th, which is due out on October 20th, I guess is the release date for the entire album. But this single, Angry, out today. And this album will be the band's first full album of original music since A Bigger Bang, released in 2005. Of course, their first album since the death of drummer Charlie Watts. And Jagger explained that the title, Hackney Diamonds, is slang for what happens to windshields when someone gets rowdy on a night out. And Jagger said, we wouldn't be putting this out now if we didn't really like it. We didn't want to make just any record and put it out. So we wanted to make a record. Before we went in, we said we all want to make a record that we really love ourselves. People may like it, other people may not, but we must say this, we are quite pleased with it, and we hope you'll like it. That's a quote from Mick Jagger. And in addition to talking about the making of the record, which was helmed by producer Andrew Watt, who has also produced for Miley Cyrus and Ozzy Osbourne, the band reminisced about their first ever press conference in the 60s, buying a pint of beer each for NME, New Music Express, and Melody Maker. They also were talking about how Ronnie Wood likes to keep everything moving to audience cheers by playing with other artists, and the time that Keith Richards smoked illegally backstage at the Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon also attempted a Jagger impression right in front of Mick Jagger. Jagger said, that's not how I speak. So it says here the band also unveiled the track list for the album, which contains 12 tracks, though Jagger said they'd recorded 23 songs for the album. Ronnie Wood praised the funky riff of Whole Wide World and about how Dreamy Skies is about getting away from everything. Oh, we've run out of time for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Have a great day. Do something nice for someone today.
This is where I belong.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed.
every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.